Equatorial Guinea, President Obiang's son, arrested for alleged corruption. CNT Live. Piers Potter, London. Equatorial Guinea's Vice President Teodorin Obiang ordered the arrest of his half-brother after an inquiry found he had illegally sold a state-owned jet to a Spanish company, and pocketed the money, a government statement says. The Vice President expressed indignation when he learned that Ruslan Obiang Siu, the Assistant Director of state-owned Seba International Airline, had sold the jet, the statement said. He has asked his father, the President, to suspend his half-brother from all his functions in the state company, it added. President Teodoro Obiang has ruled the tiny oil-rich state since 1979, and has filled senior government positions with members of his family. Ruslan Obiang Siu, a son of Equatorial Guinea's President Teodoro Obiang Basogo, has been placed under house arrest for the alleged sale of an airplane belonging to the country's flagship airline Seba Intercontinental, reports say. State television, TVG, Tuesday reported that Obiang Siu allegedly sold the jet, ATR-72-500, to the company Binta Technic, which specializes in aviation maintenance, and is based in Las Palmas, on the Spanish island of Gran Canaria. The aircraft, according to the TV, had been in routine maintenance in Spain since 2018. News of the disappearance of the aircraft surfaced in December, causing national discomfort. Ruslan Obiang has confessed that he was the person who sold Seba's ATR. "I will not allow myself to be carried away by familialism or favoritism, which is why I have ordered his immediate arrest and handing him over to justice," his half-brother, Vice President Teodoro Nuema Obiang Mong, nicknamed Teodorin, said on Twitter. Obiang Siu is the current director of Seba Airport, but also happened to be the first deputy director of Seba Intercontinental, and then its managing director. Teodorin Obiang himself has been prosecuted in France and UK following anti-corruption investigations and ownership of fraudulent assets. The French justice in July 2021 sentenced him to 3 years in prison and €30 million in fines and the confiscation of his assets in France for having fraudulently built up a luxurious patrimony within the framework of the ill-gotten gains cases. The UK justice in July in the same year also froze his financial assets there and banned him from its territory following anti-corruption investigations. The African country rubbished the decision and closed its mission in the UK. CNT Live. Piers Potter, London. Please share and subscribe to our channel. www.cntlive.com